Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we meet a group of motivated, well-thinking youngsters making a positive impact on the lives of inner-city primary school students. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. You can't blame a teenager for wanting to spend his or her summer holidays doing all the typical things teenagers do, such as partying, going to the beach, or just hanging out with friends. So when you hear that a group of high schoolers have decided to forego all that in favor of putting on a summer school initiative designed to help primary-aged inner-city students improve academically, it's definitely worth stopping to take notice. Enter Youths for Excellence Limited, a volunteer organization formed by Campion High School students Janine Shepherd and Dominic Saunders, with very high aspirations for itself.
We were on a Skype call one night practicing for CAPE exams, and then we were just like, oh, we'll want to do something for this summer, but wanted to do something that was worthwhile and productive. We thought that as students who are passed through the education system ourselves, we know what we thought needed improvement. We know how kids learn. We know how to really get information across them in a way that was different.
Director for Youths for Excellence Limited, Janine Shepherd. Under the summer school program, the organization spent 1 week each at three schools, Coburn Penn Primary and Junior High School, Pembroke Hall Primary School, and Franklin Town Primary School, working with the students. The summer school is run in truly professional fashion, with students being registered and organized into classes according to their academic levels.
We take one person a day, and that person would be like the lead teacher. And that person would go to the board and write something, ask the students to follow along in their books or answer a question or so. And then the other volunteers would go around and sit with the students and assess and see what they know, what they don't know, and then help them in that area. So it's really a lot of individual attention. So the students do get a one-on-one attention.
Through assistance from sponsors, students are fed, provided with learning material, and even assisted with transportation. Key sponsors include Seprod, Purity, Restaurants of Jamaica, Delgado Health Services, Grace Kennedy, Jamaica Urban Transit Company, Brian Studios, Logo Stitch, and Jamar Printry. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, so let's ask some of the summer school participants what their experience has been like. Here's Emmanuel Akins.
It has been very exciting. I've been learning a lot, especially things that I really didn't know. And I think these things that they're helping us with now will help me very much in sixth grade, because I really want to pass for a grade school.
And here's Casey Ann Payne.
I enjoyed it since I came. I learned a lot. I want to thank all the teachers for helping me. They know what I want and they understand when I want what I want, and I can do anything in my work.
Acting principal of Coburn Gardens Primary and Junior High, Patricia Findlay, says she has been bragging to all who will listen about how well the summer school program is run.
I am extremely impressed. I talk about them all the time. They need me for nothing in terms of their organization. To put this program together, not just talk about it, but can plan it, implement it, ensure that everything goes through. It is awesome that young people can have a program like this fully organized.
With the success of this initiative, both Dominic and Janine say they plan to expand the influence of Youths for Excellence island-wide.
And we're planning to get some other volunteers from other schools, because a lot of schools have been contacting us. Even as far as Montego Bay, persons have been asking us if they can set up a branch, so to speak, at their school out there. And then we're thinking about setting up one at UWE as well.
The overall vision, both directors say, is to create a culture among Jamaican youngsters of giving back and working to make a positive difference where they can. Each child can then become an agent of change, working to create a better Jamaica. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.